Hey everyone, welcome to Off Road with Frank Ferraro and Andrea Catania. Andrea, how are you today?
I'm great, and I'm always happy to see you and to be here with you, Frank.
Awesome. Good to see you. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to thank you on the introduction that you made about a month ago with DealMaker.tech.
My pleasure.
Fantastic company. I've been studying them. I've been looking at their programs, and I also had an opportunity to interview Rebecca, and she was amazing.
Incredible. Rebecca Cassandra. Yeah, she's really something.
Really nice, and they have a they great. And you know what? We really kind of shared a lot of the same values. When it comes down to raising capital and also creating awareness for the companies, and that's one thing that we were talking about. And it's not just raising the using the right tool or using the right thing that can take you to the next level, but it's also about getting out there and exposing yourself as a public entity. You can make widgets and you can be the best widget maker in the world, but if you don't have an audience, an investment audience, or people to talk to about your company, like in that respect, kind of starting from zero, and we shared the same thing, and that's why I was really happy. I'll just let you know, we did do an announcement, and we have like a little marketing agreement going there, so
I'm
really
excited
happy
about
with
that,
that.
Frank, and I'm really delighted about the fact that there's this wonderful collaboration between the two of you, because Corporate Roadshow and my familiarity with you for 25 plus years and all you bring to the table with your knowledge of the microcap space and really of the capital markets in general. And I had actually met Matt Goldstein, did not have the pleasure of meeting Rebecca, but I met others on the team, Eugene, and I was so impressed when they first launched, because, like you said, they're really grasping this opportunity to help the small business issuers, those companies that are, a little bit earlier stage maybe than a company that's listing. But why not utilize these Jobs Act exemptions that are available that, unfortunately have not really taken the full grasp a few years ago that they could have. And the technology, as I've observed from DealMaker, is really, it really is like the Shopify experience, rather than what some of the other portals offer. So I'm delighted about what you're doing together, because what you bring is like a lot of digital marketing awareness. And you are the very first market maker that I met when I first started practicing. I came to you, Frank, when I had a company that really wanted to make a market in its stock. And so many people don't remember those days when it was just a very different environment. But what's so funny about all of this, Frank, is even though it was very different, so many of the fundamentals are the same, right?
Oh,
And
100%.
now we have the tools.
100%. Like we were saying, you have to market yourself as a public company. And I can tell you, and Rebecca and I were talking about, even when people do, whether it be a Reg CF campaign or a Reg A, it takes time. And then you're going to have to do, and then if you want to get listed, you're going to have to file a 15C211 process. And if you haven't done a registration statement, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time, And what happens is a lot of times, companies start to lose their momentum, because when you're going through a registration process, it could be 6 months, it
It's
could
expensive.
be 9 months, a year. It's real expensive, and you can lose that. And that's the time when you really can't do that. That's the time when you really need the awareness of the community. It's like, no, that's when you really have to step up to the plate. And
What's
we've seen them
beautiful
come,
about
we've seen them go.
there's a real stepped approach here, Frank, that I love, and that is Regulation CF that really did not come into availability until like 2016. It was after the Jobs Act exemptions were codified in 2015, Reg A, 506C, Reg CF. has so much more to offer than it originally did. You know, it was 1,070,000. Now you can raise up to 5 million on CF. And when I'm talking about stages, imagine you're a company that doesn't have the money yet to get those audited financial statements, but has a great story and maybe has a consumer product or an affinity group or people who will love what they're doing and will want to invest. DealMaker has a platform that really is so user-friendly that enables sort of a one-stop shopping without the marketing arm that you bring to the table, but the ability to get their story out and then move up the ladder, maybe raise enough money so that they can do the higher tier of a CF where they have audited financial statements. And maybe from there, do that Reg A. And that's the first opportunity to get reviewed by the Securities and Exchange Commission and have a qualified information statement and then be on their way potentially to a listing.
Yeah, and that's kind of the what they're looking to do, and that's what they do. It's not just the Reg CF platform. They're doing all kinds of different deals, and they're raising a lot of money. These people have done over 770
Yeah.
deals with over $2 billion raised.
So impressive.
So that is super impressive. I mean, this is a great, this is really, really cool. And it's all online, and that's the coolest thing about it. It's all digital, it's all online, and they've really been a forefront, in the forefront of this digital transformation of wealth in America.
Absolutely. And what's nice about their site is there's so much to learn. And just as a corporate securities lawyer doing deals for, I don't know, 26 years now, working on really a few hundred, probably 200 capital markets transactions, I was trying to add up all the, Form 10s, 15C 211s, reverse
There's
mergers,
a lot,
SPACs, PAPs,
yeah.
IPOs, Reg A's. It's like, whoo! I see that this is the future. And there are a couple of resources that I think our audience would be so interested in if they want to learn more, because DealMaker has a great website. Go there and learn. But there's an organization, the CCA, that I pulled a report on, and it has the crowd, all kinds of crowdfunding data that is just kind of fascinating. And I just wanted to mention a few things that, just the numbers are astounding. How many deals, how many sites, what's been funded, throughout time. My camera just went out, so I'm just going to speak with you anyway. But
Oh,
an incredible
hello.
number of women and minority-owned businesses have been funded through crowdfunding, and an
Yeah.
enormous number of, when you think about the small businesses in this country that have fewer than 50 employees, did you know that that size of company employs the vast majority, like almost
Oh, of
90%
course,
of
absolutely.
everybody in the country. So the help that DealMaker, the help that you, the help that we as providers to these companies are contributing to really the economy, I think it's incredibly valuable. And I know you feel good about this too. We're doing some real good here, and that's really what it's all about. It's not just about, how do you get a deal done quickly. It's putting the team together in a manner that's going to be most beneficial to the longevity of the company. And your expertise and folks like me, the service providers that could help shepherd these things through like a
Well,
beautiful.
100%. I mean, and that's one of the things. I mean, because I really want to segment into, I did a nice interview with Rebecca, but
Yes.
one of the things we talked about is that, prior to getting there, a lot of these startups, it shouldn't be sort of sticker shock. They're going to have to get a lawyer. They're going to have to get a transfer agent. They're going to have to do certain things that public companies require. You might need a PCAOB auditor. There's certain things that companies have to be aware of before they come and they want to access the capital markets or even or any one of these types of
Like
sites.
you said in the interview, it's a process,
Oh
and
yeah.
it really is. A CEO that's successfully running a company that's on its way up may know all about the running of that particular business or their industry, but accessing the capital markets and following the rules and securities laws. And then, like you said, putting that team together, that's a whole other job. And to be the person who's going to be on, to be interviewed, to be at these road shows, like you host these events where they're going to have to maybe speak directly to potential investors, that really requires some coaching and training, the kinds
Oh,
of things
absolutely.
that, without that, encouragement and training could really end up wasting CEOs and the investors' time, not having the most optimal encounters. So, yeah, it definitely pays. I mean, the fact that we've been doing this as long as we have, I think that's why we recognize how a company like DealMaker really is so needed and why we, with all of our years, it comes in handy. The
Yeah.
experience absolutely is, I know, appreciated.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm real happy about you making the introduction. And what I want to do is I want to lead into the off-road interview, that I did with Rebecca. It was great. And I want everybody to take a deep breath, check it out, and stay tuned for the full
Absolutely. And
booking.
I will say that this woman's a pioneer, and she and Matt, I think originally from Toronto, I know that she practiced law for quite a while, really understands. She understood and recognized the need for this and impressed with what they've been able to develop. I really am, given that I've been watching this for a while. So, yeah, have a listen. You're definitely A, going to learn something valuable, and B, perhaps have a real opportunity and an understanding of how it might work specifically
Yeah,
for.
and that's and you know one of the things is one of the things why I'm really happy that we did an interview in the way it came out. It answers a lot of questions, for a lot of people. So if anybody is out there and they want to, perhaps talk about going into the capital markets, obviously they can reach out to you or I and
Yes.
get into it, and we can also help them, with DealMaker and be part of our community. And that's
Absolutely. And I
as
know that there are
it went.
things that we're thinking about doing with respect to just even if it's a consultation. For me, happy to have that 15-minute, half-hour free consultation. That's important. And I'm delighted to help in any way. I just want to make one more quick comment about the entrepreneurial spirit of DealMaker, which resonated so much, I know, with the two of us. Lots of portals and others that do this kind of work are all over the brand. And what DealMaker does is they help the companies become their own brand ambassadors.
Yes,
They make it
yes.
really about them.
Yep.
And I loved that
That's
because,
the value-added portion of the
yes,
company that I really, really liked.
right.
Yeah,
It's
I agree.
different. And it made me really want to be involved, really to be part. When I had lunch with Matt a few months ago, and another colleague, I was really moved by what they were doing and how it was so different, which is why I wanted to figure out a way to get more involved. Because my MO is, and my real mission, vision, purpose in helping companies is to make sure that they make the best possible connections for their growth so that they can achieve the good things they want to in the world. And
I
I'm
agree.
a protector. So I see this as a way of really kind of protecting their interests and help building a team, which I know is so important.
All right. Well, I'm glad we had this little chat about them, that's for sure. And here we go. I want to play the interview, and want to thank everybody for coming on, and enjoy the interview, and I'll see you next time.
Take care.
All
Thanks.
right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Off Road with Frank Ferraro. Today, our guest is Rebecca Casaba, and she is the CEO and co-founder of DealMaker.tech. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Frank. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're on with us today. I heard a lot about you, and I know leading up to the interview, I was doing a lot of research and whatnot, and trying to find out, a little bit about more what you do. And I got to tell you, every time I turn the corner, it's just an amazing thing. And like I said, I'm really, really happy to get you on here and really kind of get on with this little podcast, because I know you have so much information for our viewers, and I'm really, really excited. First thing is, can you Can you provide an overview of your online capital raising technology platform and its unique value proposition compared to maybe other models that are out there?
Yeah, for sure. So, as you and I have been chatting about, you've been around this space for a long time, and we know crowdfunding's been around for a long time. The traditional approach has always been a portal model, right? So you list your deal in an online shopping mall, and they have visitors who are walking the hallways of that shopping mall who might look at your deal and like it and want to invest. DealMaker is completely different than that. We call it a Shopify model, where we're a silent but powerful force, meaning your brand is at the forefront and we stand behind you. So no investor will know that you're built on DealMaker. But what we're doing is empowering brands to build their brand first instead of ours. So they control how they look and feel when they go to market. We're just the powerful back office that helps them get that done. And what that means is that they can build a community around their business that they own. And that becomes really powerful because the people that invest in their business want to support it, want to build their friend, bring their friends, want to tweet about it. And that gives the business a lot more benefits from the community that they're making investors.
Already listed on an exchange but feel lost a moment. Companies clamoring for media attention. Tired of going from city to city hoping your story will find its way to the global market? If so, Corporate Roadshow has the answer. Quick, affordable, and without all the road trips. We are the perfect choice for promising public companies looking to gain exposure as a public entity. It all starts with a top-flight presentation. You've worked hard to create an exciting product or service. Now it's time to impress the capital markets with a professionally produced video presentation at CorporateRoadshow.com. We help you select the production format that's right for you. It may be a one-on-one interview with top management, or a presentation in front of business professionals, or a video conference interview. Whichever way you go, rely on CorporateRoadshow.com to execute the arrangements to your perfection. We professionally videotape and edit your presentation. Then we add eye-catching graphics and music, then digitize the video for broadcast on CorporateRoadshow.com. Think about it. An exciting corporate presentation targeted to the global business community. And you get a digitized version of that presentation, which enables you to email your presentation to any database you choose. We at Corporate Roadshow pride ourselves on possessing the creativity and know-how necessary for the production of quality video presentations. Whether it be hosting your video or producing a webcast on the latest broadband technology, Corporate Roadshow is dedicated to applying our tools and talents toward facilitating the exchange of your ideas. It all adds up to global exposure, all courtesy of CorporateRoadshow.com. Go to www.CorporateRoadshow.com today and see for yourself. With CorporateRoadshow.com, you get worldwide exposure for your company without traveling the world. And it's all just a mouse click away.
That's pretty unique. Now, I did not know that. Awesome, awesome. And what motivated you to start a platform like this? And what gap in the market did you want to address?
Yeah, so it was about 6, almost 7 years ago now that I was working in the law firm. Don't hold that against me.
Okay.
But I was doing a lot of capital markets transactions, IPO, M&A, and fundraising. And I really saw a lot of entrepreneurs struggling with fundraising, struggling with the process. And I just saw something that wasn't working for them. And my co-founder, was on Wall Street and saw the same thing. We saw the new legislation come out, and we saw an opportunity where we could help more people, and we knew technology was the answer to solving the inefficiencies we saw that existed.
Back in the beginning, because a lot of this comes from the Jobs Act years ago, here in the US, back in the beginning, it was a big regulatory hurdle to do things like this. I mean, an incredible regulatory hurdle. How do you ensure regulatory compliance and investor protection on your platform?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, I talked today to a lot of the folks who did the lobbying to get the legislation initially passed. And I've spoken to the congressmen and senators who really support this. I think the regulatory compliance and investor protection has really been baked into the legislation for a long time. And that doesn't mean that us, as well as the portals and the folks in the space, don't go and be above and beyond and do everything that we can. But a lot of the legislation directs how to onboard companies, make sure that they are qualified to use these exemptions to raise from the crowd, and then how investors need to be qualified in order to make the investment. And so, the inherent in the investor protection is that there's a cap on the amount that any American can invest into the companies that are using these exemptions. So that really protects them from putting too much money into one deal, because the idea is that you're investing in private companies, which are inherently earlier stage than public companies. Now, we see a lot of public companies allowing everyday Americans into their stocks as well, which is amazing. But the legislation directs how much money you can put into these opportunities.
Right. Like different ones. I know there's like, Reg CF and that's one that would probably go well on your platform. But then there's Reg A's, there's different private placements and whatnot. And again, some of them have requirements like accredited investors and other things like that. So, I mean, and that's something that I mean, it'll show up on a platform if you do something like that and what they're doing, right? Like if somebody comes and wants to do something. I've seen a couple of different platforms. One was, and they do these safe notes, and one is, and it was a whole different thing. And I go, that's not, I don't, that's a little different, you know what I mean? And that's not kind of what I know, And I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, I'm not gonna tread over there just yet,
Yeah. A
but I
lot of
kind
early
of.
stage companies using the safe notes these days. On DealMaker, you can use any security. It's very founder driven, right? We're giving you a back office. So most of our companies are working with their advisors and setting up their offerings the way they want. But I think that that's a really good call out, is you see lots of different structures out there, and investors have full disclosure under the legislation of all the different permutations that the offering is going to have, and then they have the opportunity to make their own decision.
Yeah, I mean, but so 770 companies have raised money on your platform. Over $2 billion has been raised. That's an incredible track record. Incredible.
Thank you.
What's some of the? Can you share some of the success stories or a notable campaign that has been funded through your platform?
Yeah, definitely. There, like I said, with our strategy, we really allow companies to build a community around their business. And so the people that are raising the most are folks who have done this again and again,
Right.
and the community that backs them is really large. So the one that people always like to hear about is the Green Bay Packers NFL team, community backed. They have raised six times in their lifetime, and we set up their online store, and within a couple of months, they raised $65 million to build a new stadium.
Wow. Awesome. Wow.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's a
That's
really fun
great.
one. It's fun that
Yeah.
everyday Americans get to be a part of an NFL team. We
Yeah.
had three customers this year who were on Time Magazine's list of best inventions for 2023. So that we were really proud of. Rise, who are doing a new smart shade blind, Mackie earbuds. So they're basically advancing technology so that you can have in your ear touch-free, voice-free screen control, next generation of how humans are going to interact with technology. And then I love global air cylinder wheels. So if you think about it, the wheel as an invention of mankind has been around for a very long time. No one ever redesigned it. They did, and they're accomplishing huge things now with big machinery, less pressure, all kinds of things that can happen when you do take something as simple as the wheel and apply some engineering to it. So lots of very cool companies like that. We had three customers IPO last year on the NASDAQ, getting some great liquidity for folks who came
Nice.
into them when they were private companies.
And Liquid Piston is one that I love as well. They drove over $30 million of investments last year.
Nice. Very nice. Well, it's a process. They raise the money, then a lot of these companies want to get listed, and it's a whole nother process, and then they go on to different things. How do you assess the potential of startups or projects seeking funding on your platform? Do you think that,
Yeah, I think that's a good question for the companies that they're considering this, right? One of the first things you have to do is look at whether it makes a good digital story. Is it something that's easy to explain in a TikTok video that can resonate with people, that they can quickly understand the large scale impact that it can have on the world? And then you have to make sure the investment opportunity is very clear as well. Like you mentioned, safes are pretty complex to try and understand. So we always encourage people to do a straight common share. Then, it's important to look at the aspects of the offering, and there's a lot of legislative guidance on that in terms of, is the idea fully formed? Can everything about the business be fully disclosed so that investors can make their own decisions?
Now, can you walk us through the process for a startup seeking funding on the site, from maybe application to campaign launch? And just kind of like walk us through a little bit about how somebody would go about it. I mean, they can just look at your website. I mean, it's great, but how would they go about it? I mean, they have to have financials ready. Do they have to have what are some of the things that are the most important things that they need?
Yeah, for sure. The first thing when they talk to our team is to assess whether it's the right story for digital. Is this even an option for you? Is it going to resonate well? Or how much money do you think we can raise? Does it meet your needs? Then a big piece of the puzzle is having an audit. Even if it's early stage and it's kind of a stub audit, you do need to have something there so that investors are protected, as you talked about. Once you decide you're going to go ahead, you're going to go ahead with legal counsel who's going to help make sure the company structure meets the requirements, all the disclosure forms get completed, and you're going to start to set up the aspects of the digital marketing campaign. So the branding, the landing page, emails, all those kinds of things that you're going to want to have ready. And so that process can take anywhere from 30 to 90 days typically to get it up off the ground. And then companies are live these days anywhere from 6 months to over a year, and they can start to pull out funding as it comes in. Majority of the funding is going to ramp up towards the close. So this is not a good option for companies that are very close to running out of money. You want to have a little bit of capital in the bank. You want to have your ducks in a row, so that you're not feeling pressured over the time period that it takes to complete a campaign. And then you're going to close and issue shares and do ongoing communications with your community. So help bring them into the company, ask them for what you need. Maybe they become beta users. Maybe they post about the company on social media and like your posts and give you amplification. So really working with your company to make sure that you're driving the best outcomes.
Awesome. What kind of support and like resources do you provide for any startups throughout their online capital raising campaign? How do you help them? I mean, do you tell them to do press releases and news and that type of thing? Is that
Yeah, we have a one-stop shop. So we give them everything what they need within our network to run the raise. So from compliance to digital marketing to getting the shares issued, we've got all of that baked into the technology backend. We've got a large roster of partners from lawyers to accountants who can get them going in the right direction. So our team, they have a dedicated representative, a real live person who's with them the entirety of their raise that can really help white glove support them. Because, we understand this is a big deal. Raising capital is immensely stressful for founders. And we love working with founders at really one of the core hardest part of their journey. So we make sure that they have dedicated one-on-one support who can get them access to everything they need.
Awesome. Well, Rebecca, I'm so happy, like I said, I'm so happy you came on today and gave us a brief insight on DealMaker.Tech. And again, everybody, Rebecca Casaba. She is the CEO and co-founder of DealMaker.Tech. And for those of anybody that's looking to raise money or whatnot, obviously, we really recommend going to the site because, as you heard this interview, they've raised a lot of money. And I think it's a great opportunity for investors to at least check it out, you know, investors and companies. It's a great thing, you know, and I want to thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Frank. It's been a pleasure.